Are you sick of Facebook blocking your content because you're conservative? Sign up for the new social network that will never stop the flow of free speech. What are you waiting for? Another data breach? Go to rehdoggentertainment.org, it's free. What are you waiting for? Zuckerberg's permission. Go now. rehdoggentertainment.org.
The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
This is a shout out to
guacamole. Molly, 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 molly.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. I'm your host, Rashawn Blyden. If you'd like to give us a call 323-835-1123 or visit politicalbombshow.cf. So, lots of things to talk about today. I'm going to be talking about why is it that some people are born to be leaders and while others are born to be followers. It's an actual really true story when you think about it. I'm going to make the case that why I should be a ruler ruling already, because I have all the qualifications of being a leader. And of course, I'll do your daily news. And I think I'll start off with some news. So let us fire up the old news machine here. Oh, so Thursday. One day before the weekend. That is the roughest day to me. Thursday is even more difficult than hump day, because Thursday, you're like, come on, one more day and it's Friday. What's taking so long? That's just my take on it. I just feel that Thursday is just horrible. And what's worse than Thursday? Monday. Monday is the worst, because Monday is the very beginning of the whole cycle all over again. So I gotta feel that Mondays are the worst. So yesterday, my buddies and I, they are horrible. So, you know, I used some prop money in a music video, and they was like, yo, give me some of that. Let me go down to the gentleman's club and give them to the gentleman strippers down there. I was like, no, you're going to go to jail. You can't give them prop money. Yeah, it's dark. They're all drugged up, dude. They ain't going to know. I was like, no, I'm not going to participate in this nonsense. What are you, insane? Come on, Ray. I was like, no. I was like, the most I'll do, I'll bring you the money and not hand it to you. I'll put it on the table, turn my back, and you could pick it up. Then they said, no, dude, we're going to tag you in Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and Facebook. I was like, well, I'm not bringing it then. Get your own prop money. That's just horrible. Horrible. Okay, so let's start some news here, shall we? Judge denies parental request to change trans teen's name. Let's see this. Let's read this. This sounds interesting to me. So the judge... Where is this story from? From local Channel 12, WKRC in Cincinnati. So it says, parents appeal after judge denies transgender teen name change. So, see, I don't understand this. It's a teenager. The teenager belongs to the parent. But the judge, apparently, from this headline, it sounds like a judge allowed this transgender teen to change its name. Now, if the transgender is an adult living on their own, I say yes, they could change their name to Bukaki, whatever they want to change their name to. But if I don't understand this, how is it that the parent lost? Let me read some of this story here. This is so ridiculous. Let's see. Lebanon, Ohio. The parents of a transgender teenager claim a Warren co-probate judge violated their constitutional rights when he denied their request to legally change their son's name. Oh, so wait a minute. Okay, so it sounds like the parents are the douchebags here. They wanted to change the transgender child's name. Let's see. Leigh and Keelan Whitaker filed the request to change their son's name from Heidi to Elliot last month. Judge Joseph Kirby, well, good for you, Kirby, denied their request after a hearing. Good for you. Freaking good. I like this. I thought that the parents were being the good guys. Apparently, they're the horrible parents. We thought it was just a formality, basically, said Leigh Whitaker, Elliot's mother of the hearing. Leigh said other parents in her support group told her the hearings are typically brief and questions are asked to ensure the name change isn't being requested for fraudulent reasons. The Whitakers said some of Judge Kirby's questions surprised them. Let's see some of the questions. He started out by asking us, did this all start when all of this stuff came out in the media and we didn't know what he was talking about? And later on, he clarified he was talking about when Bruce Jenner came out, Leigh recalled. The Whitakers said Elliot came out to them as transgender a year ago. Since then, he's been in therapy and under the care of a transgender clinic at the Children's Hospital. How old is this idiot guy, child, whatever it is, that's confused and needs some shock therapy to shock them into being what they were born? Let me not put my feeling on it. Let's just keep reading the story. They said legally changing their son's name is important part of the transition because Elliot's birth name currently appears on his school records. When he applies for a driver's license, the female name will also appear if it's not changed. You're a female, you're not a male. Good for you, Judge. Good for you. Elliot would also have to use it on college application. Be what you are. Stop being a satanic freak. We did do a lot of therapy to make sure that this was some... I don't want to read anymore. The judge did the right thing. You're a freak. Shut up. I don't care. I am... On certain things, I will not bend. And that's one of them. I will not bend to the will of it seems to be just satanic and psychotic that a man wants to change into a woman and a woman into a man. You can't change your gender, your sex. If you're born a man, you're a man. You're born a woman, you're a woman. But I don't need to repeat this. I did a show on transgenders already. Listen to that one. Don't sound shocked and surprised by what I'm saying here. I've said it all before. You were born a man, you are a man. You were born a woman, you are a woman. Don't change the name. Especially, I could see if it became a man, I mean, if it became an adult, then yes, that's your right. You could change your name to Bukaki or whatever you want to. I don't care. But you're a teen and you should not be allowed to have, it's just ridiculous. I could hear it already. The parents said it's fine. The parents are psychotic as well. Lock them up and throw away the key. Shoot. Tell me the parents are right in their head. They're gonna give in to the nonsense. I feel like a boy. Let me be Elliot. You're a tomboy. You're not a real boy. Snap out of it, you idiot. Got my blood boiling so early in the morning. Let's move on. Cunning imposter ripping off insiders. Let's see what this is all about. What's this all about, yo? All right, come on. I hate when you click on some of these new. Okay, let's see. Hunting the con queen of Hollywood. Who's the crazy evil genius behind global racket? For more than a year, some of the most powerful women in entertainment, including Amy Pascal, Kathleen Kennedy, Stacey Snyder, and a Homeland director, have been impersonated by a cunning thief who targets insiders with promises of work, then bilks them. What's bilks? I've never heard that terminology. Bilks them out of thousands of dollars. I think they must have meant milk, not bilk. There's no such word as bilks. So I think that's a typo. It should be milks them out of thousands of dollars. Anyway, The Hollywood Reporter has obtained exclusive audio recordings of the savvy imposter as victims come forward and global investigation heats up. Wow, you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful. You all got to be careful. Okay. I thought this was all over with. I thought Disney already won the bid. What is this? Disney, Comcast raised the stakes. What? I thought it was our done deal. Give up, Comcast. You suck. Don't you mess with this. I want this deal to stand so I can see movies like The Avengers with Wolverine and some X-Men in there. And what's his name? Not Daredevil. Deadpool, you are messing with this. Leave it. Let it be. You stupid Comcast. Let's see. Let's read the story. That first story got me riled up with the transgender teen. That really annoyed the crap out of me. Okay, so it's official. The battle for 21st Century Fox assets moved across the Atlantic with dueling bids for satellite TV provider Sky. The market had been expecting a higher bid, and it got them. Sky. I don't care about Sky. I don't care. Na 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 na, c'est la vie, goodbye. Let's see. Media elites rub shoulders at Sunny Valley. Don't care. Don't care about elites. Don't care about elites. Don't care about transgenders either. Malena to meet the British vets and school children. She's a lovely first lady. Missing pony washed away in flood. That's horrible. Found alive on a house roof. How did that happen? How did that happen? This is a story from the Metro. And they show pictures here. A miniature pony was left stranded on a roof of a house this week after being swept away by floods. This was an aerial footage of Japanese floods. So this was in Japan. Well, that's good that it survived. What we got here? Mutant human like sea creature sparks panic after alive. I don't click on the link, but I'm guessing this is one of those Sun stories or the Mirror. Let's see where the source is. And what Daily Star? Let's see. I feel a sneeze coming on. I'm trying to hold it. It's not good to sneeze while you're on the air. Mutant human-like sea creature sparks panic after being found alive. A bizarre. Let's see. This is in China. Okay, I'm taking a look at the footage. I'll give you the play-by-play what I'm seeing here. Okay, this doesn't look like anything. What is this? Come on. Oh, it's just like a soccer. I mean, this must be an ad advertising. Come on, get through the ad already. Da 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 da. I'm just humming so there's no dead air. God, the ad is almost over. Okay, here we go. Right now, I see appears to be a tiger walking, two tigers. I'm still not seeing a sea creature. I'm still looking. I don't see anything. I don't see anything out of the ordinary. This is not it. This is just lion stalk of tourism. This is nothing to do with it. I don't know why they put this here. All right. Well, that was a waste of time. Oh, here it is, further down. I could never tell if these are real. And what is that? I can't describe it. It looks fake to me, honestly. But it appears to be. I can't even describe what it is. It just looks like a fake. I'm not buying it. Get out! I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it at all. Protest over straight pride month. Are you kidding me? You could have a gay pride month, but you can't have a straight pride month? This is how hypocritical that these LGBT... Oh, they make me so angry. Let's read this. Let me read the story. Maybe it's not them, but I doubt it. This is a story from CBS Sacramento. Protesters call for Vice Mayor to step down over remarks. What was his remarks? Let's see. Emotions flared Tuesday night as protesters tried to push Dickens' Vice Mayor from his position. For the first time since publishing an article, what's the article? Calling for a straight Pride American Month. What is wrong with that? You can have a gay pride parade or gay pride month, but you can't have a straight pride American month. This is stupid. Stupid. I can't stand the intolerance. No one's trying to stop your stupid gay pride month. What do you want to stop something that's a straight pride month? Freaking, it makes me so angry. People are so intolerant. They will expect you to put up with their shenanigans, but they don't want anyone else to have anything. I'm not going to even read any more of this. This is pissing me off. Freaking people make me so sick. Oh, I can have my gay pride parade, but you can't have a straight parade. F out of here. Okay, well, let's read another story. All these stories are really infuriating me. I shouldn't be this upset. It's too early to be upset. My blood pressure is boiling. This transgender story set me off. Russian persuades... Who is this? Russian persuades... Jehovah's Witnesses as extreme. Oh, okay. Russia pursues Jehovah Witnesses as extremists. Well, I wouldn't say that they're extremists, but I remember as a little kid, they were annoying, knocking on my door so early in the morning. It was. They were a little bit annoying. So, yeah. Who knows? STD. Stealth bug which makes infertile spreading rapidly. That doesn't sound good at all. Let's see what kind of STD stealth bug we're talking about here. Another Daily Star movie. I just don't like these Daily Star. Let's see here. Come on, stupid thing. Stop messing with me. They put so much ads before you can even. You know what? Okay, I'm not going to even read it. It's irritating with all this. Stupid ads. I want to read the damn story. I want to see all these stupid ads. What else we got here? Whitney Houston's mom expressed shock over abuse claims. What claims? What abuse claims? Let's see here. New York AP. Whitney Houston's mother says allegation that her superstar daughter and her son were molested by her niece, Dee Dee Warwick, are unfathomable. In a statement to People's Magazine on behalf of herself and niece, singer Dionne Warwick, Cece Houston revealed they first learned of the claims 2 days before the documentary Whitney premiered in May. Okay, yeah, I don't know what to say. I don't know much on the story here. I can't comment. I don't know. Don't know. Huh. Turkey detains Muslim televangelist on fraud charges. Don't know. Do not know. Anti-Trump protests in Brussels expected. Thousands got dozen. What is this story about? Let's see. It says, anti-Trump protesters at NATO draws only. I wonder why. Oh, okay, I get it. I get the gist of it now. Basically, thousands were supposed to show up, but apparently only draws a couple dozens. That's good. I like that. Make peace great again. Organizers were expecting a few thousand protesters for President Trump's visit, but only got a couple dozen to show up. Oh, you think that maybe the president is popular and people like him more than people are actually trying to make him out to be? I think so. The numbers don't lie. Ha ha. You mess with the bull, you get the horn. You mess with the bull, you get the horn. Ha, okay, good. I like that. So 1,000 was supposed to show up and they only got a couple dozens. Good. Very good. Very good. I like stories like that. A Bernie-backed DNC plan sparks super-delicate revolt. Let's see what this is all about. Good old Bernie Sanders. Good old Mr. Sandy Sand. Sanders-backed DNC sparks super-delegate revolt. The proposal to reduce the power of super-delegates reflects an effort to mend divisions still lingering from 2016 presidential primary. Well, honestly, I'm with Bernie on this one. The super-delegates are way too powerful. They should reduce the power of them. I agree with him on this. I have to say, I agree with good old Bernie Sand on this one. A band of Democratic National Committee superdelegates is staging a revolt against Bernie Sanders' endorsed plan to reduce their influence in the presidential nominating process. Yeah, I agree with him. I don't need to read anymore. I agree with him. I agree with him on that one. They were too powerful. He should have been, the nominee. They cheated him out of it. That's what they did. Inside Mueller's new army. Do I even want to dive into this idiot here? I don't even think I care to dive into what this idiot is talking about. Inside Mueller's new army. As the special counsel zeroes in on Russia's online arsonist, he brought in a new crew of cyber spy fighters and a straight up street crime prosecutor too. I don't care. The guy is just slime. He's just a piece of crap. I don't care. What do we have here? Border protection says NYC may cross border illegally. What's this all about? Interesting. What do we have here? Let's see. So, Washington AP reports New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, what a piece of filth he is, and his secretary and his security detail violated both Mexican and U.S. immigration laws by crossing the border on foot during a visit near El Paso, Texas, U.S. Customs and Border Protection alleges. Obviously, nothing's going to happen to them. So nothing's going to happen. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. Ha ha. CNN trims Wolf Blitzer's airtime. Sick of Wolfie Wolf. Ow, Wolfie Wolf. Wolfie Wolf. Freaking guy. Okay. Brianna Keller will anchors CNN's 1 p.m. hour starting this fall. So I think that they're trying to shake it up because they suck and they're gonna always suck. Suckety, suck. Okay, I hear a stealth wheel. That means it's time to feed my sugar gliders and I will be right back.
G morning, sunshine. Wakey, wakey. Text me back. Hey, did you tell your parents about us? Let's skip first period together. Did you get all my texts? Is practice over yet? Where are you at? Are you with your friends? That's LAAAAMMEEE. Capital X, lowercase o, capital X, lowercase o.
I love you. JK, I hate you. JK.
Are you ignoring me?
We're in a huge fight right now.
Is this something I did?
I can see your lights on. I'm coming
this
over.
Isn't a
What'd
joke?
You dream about?
Did me?
I'm lonely.
Holla back.
Holla back.
Let's try something new. Nude pics. Send me some.
Text me.
Our children. a bitch would.
Come on.
Rewind and listen again. I get mad pussy. You kiss men. Please read message when you call. Stupid Mongolians breaking my wall.
Hero, welcome back to Political Bomb Show. Gotta love that parody. It's so awesome. So awesome. PoliticalBombShow.cf. So let's get back to some news here. Cops, armless artist stabs tourist in Miami. Huh. Armless artist stabs tourist in Miami. How if the person have no arms, how did they stab the tourist? Let's dive in here, see what's going on here. Oh my goodness, he looks like a freak. What is wrong with these? You know something? There's so many bad things happening in Florida. This is just ridiculous. A homeless South Beach artist has no arms, but he stabbed a tourist, police say. How did he do it? With his feet? Or maybe he had the knife in his mouth and ran into them? Or let's stop speculating and read. Jonathan Crenshaw is one of those South Beach characters you can't help but notice. For years, the 46-year-old homeless man, who weighs all of 90 pounds, has painted on canvas in the mall, Lincoln Road Mall, drawing the attention of tourists. Okay, let's just get to the meat. Where did he do the stabbing? Crawshaw is armless and paints using his feet. But on Tuesday, just after midnight, Miami Beach police say that Crenshaw stabbed one of those tourists. Why did he stab them? Crenshaw, police say, used a pair of scissors he clutched with his feet. Yeah, that's what he did. To stab Cesar Coronado, who was 22. Who was visiting Miami Beach from Chicago. According to the arrest report, Crenshaw said he was lying down when Coronado approached him and punched him in the head. Okay, see, now I don't feel bad for the tourist who got stabbed. If he punched him in the head for no reason, first of all, that's really messed up. That you would go and punch someone who has no arms in the head. That is messed up. You deserve to get stabbed. Good. I'm glad you got stabbed. If you really went up to the guy and punched him for no reason. Okay, let's see. He stabbed Coronado twice, put the scissors back into his waistband, and quickly walked off, police say. Miami police officers found the victim lying on the ground, bleeding from his left arm. Coronado and his friend Cindy Baranitos, 22, and let's see, blah, blah, blah. Did they arrest Crenshaw? Who got arrested? Anyone? Crenshaw is being held at Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center on a 7,500 bond. I don't understand. Why did nothing happen to the guy who punched him in the head? He punched him in the head. Crenshaw's arrest record includes previous offenses dating from 2008 for trespassing, disorderly intoxication, vandalism, and battery on police officers. Okay, see, I only know about what I'm reading now, and if that tourist really went up to him and punched him in the head, he should have been stabbed repeatedly, because that's messed up. Yeah, I don't know why the other guy wasn't arrested, or was he taken to the hospital then arrested? Because he should be arrested too. He's the one who punched the armless man in the head, the armless homeless man. So that is messed up. ESPN puts esports competition in prime time. What's esports? I don't care. You know, I don't care. Hero, you want broccoli? I'm sorry, I can't get that song out of my head. Ching chong 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 chong. It's a great satire song. It really is. I love the song. Okay. I guess they did put up this Trump blimp in London. The crybaby one. I don't care. Jewish groups demand German government confront Muslim anti-Semitism. I agree with that. But they're not going to do it. Obviously, Merkel, she wants this type of stuff. Iranian man burns the Quran as an act of protest against the Islamic regime and the strict Sharia law. Kudos to you. Kudos to you. But you better get out of there. They're going to kill you now. Okay, let me play the video. I'm looking at the video. Come on, let's play the video. I want to see that Quran burn. The burn it down. All right, yeah, it won't let me play the video. But anyway, it shows him burning it. Virtually ignored by the elite's left-wing press, they love their mullahs who Obama and his party of sniveling sneaks faithfully served. Okay, good. Good. That's a good story. Really good story. You should look at my, listen to my podcast on the Quran, by the way, on what I think of that. Let's see here. Hero military dog saves lives of 6 SAS soldiers. Rips out jihadist throats. I love this. Let's read this. I love it. I should be this happy in the morning, should I? Let's see. This is great. German Shepherds are such awesome, awesome police dogs, military dogs. They're awesome. I love that he ripped his throat out. 6 Special Air Service SAS soldiers have their service dog to thank for saving their lives during an ambush in a small northern Syria village. The team accompanied by their dog, a Belgian Malinois. I guess that's the kind of dog. It looked like a German Shepherd to me. Anyway, it left their convoy to patrol the area on foot when they came under fire from all sides by jihadists. Let's see. Are they gonna let me watch the video this time? Okay, they are showing the video. Is this the actual video? They just best trained. Yeah, it's not showing the video. Anyway, that's a good feel good story. That wait. Oh no, they're just showing how they train them. But that's a feel-good story. I'm glad that happened. That's good. Good work. Kudos to the dog. Kudos to the dog. Kudos to the dog, I say. Family of young cancer survivor bombarded with abuse by left-wing Twitter trolls because they thanked Eric Trump for donating $16.3 million to the hospital that cured their little boy. You see how psychotic left-wing people are? So the family thanked Eric Trump for donating $16.3 million, and yet the Twitter trolls are attacking them. So sick. So sick. I just don't understand liberals at all. Why wouldn't they thank him? The man donated $16.3 million to the hospital that cured their little boy. Unbelievable. Unfreaking real. Liberals are so psychotic. They really need to just burn in hell, in plain English. And they probably will, but I'm not your judge. I'm not gonna be the one doing any judging on Judgment Day, obviously. But this is sick. This is sick. I'm trying to find the Twitter feed so I can attack the bots that are attacking her. This is sick. Unbelievable. I'm freaking real, dude. I don't understand. He did a great thing by donating $16.3 million. And they did the decent thing and thanked him for doing it. Unbelievable. Okay, I don't want to read any more of this. This is pissing me off. Oh, man. I've been pissed off all morning because of that feel-good story. I mean, not feel-good story. That transgender story with the... I can't even get it out of my head. It pissed me off. Freaking wait until you're 18 and you're an adult and then do it on your own. Parents should not be... You know, this is ridiculous. In my opinion, it's child abuse. It's a woman. It's a girl. It's not a boy. Congress renews push to designate Muslim Brotherhood as terror group. They should, because they are terror groups. Good. Very good. Very good. What is this? Sex and the City actress turned political wannabe Cynthia Nixon rips ICE as terrorist organization. What a fool. Why bother reading anything like that? She's an imbecile. She give imbeciles a bad name. What a fool. What a fool you are, you Hollywood star. You are gone too far. Oh, man. Oh boy. Trump dings ex-FBI layer Lisa Page for skipping House subpoena. She skipped it. Why am I surprised by this? I'm not surprised by it, honestly. Uber fires self-driving vehicle operators in Pittsburgh. I've never even tried Uber before. I don't do taxis, really. If my car is broken down, I usually get a rental if my car breaks. I don't really do taxis. I don't do taxis. Booker, we need to stop the BS partnership in this country. What BS partnership? I don't even know what he's talking about. But I'm sure it's something... That's ridiculous. Let's see. What's he talking about? Let's just scroll down here. Senator Cory Booker decried partisan BS when it comes to tackling issues. You know, you're a BS artist yourself. I'm not gonna read anything that you have to say. Like, I care. You think I care what you think, Booker? Book this. And by this, my finger is waving in the air right at you. House Dems plot. Abolish ICE. Let them keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. That's a losing situation right there. Idiots. Obama officials freak out after Trump calls out NATO. Let's see how did when did he call out NATO? Let's see what this is all about here. Former White House officials who served under Barack's insane Obama are criticizing Trump. Repeated calls for NATO partnership states to contribute more funds. It's the truth. They are not paying anything much, and we're paying more. John Kerry, who has the nose of a hot dog. I don't care about what you gotta say, guy. Get out of town. Get out of town. Get out of town. Ann Coulter says, Kavanaugh threatens the left wing's rights to cheat. Good. Very good. Very good. What is this? New York Governor Cuomo, I will sue if SCOTUS, Supreme Court of whatever overturns Roe. Well, go ahead and sue. Go ahead and sue. I got two words for you. Food stamp usage drops below 40 million for the first time in 8 years. Thank you, President Trump. Your policies are working. Unlike Obama, he would love if more people got in the system, because the more people in the system, who are they going to vote for? The Democrats, who give them the security that they think they need, but they don't understand that they're being enslaved. They really don't get that. One day I'll have to explain that to you, but not right now. Be right back.
My friend, we have traveled very far. We have no food, no water. Once I see my people fed, I would be honored.
No. We have a serious problem with radical Islam. We have a tremendous problem, and we can't be the stupid country anymore.
Where I come from, guests are treated with respect, not insulted at the gates.
Given the circumstances, my lord, I believe extreme measures are warranted.
The people that are with me 100% are the people.
What?
The Pope. The Pope was in Mexico. Do you know that? Did Desiree know, right? He said negative things about me.
Dreadful.
The Pope is being told that Donald Trump is not a nice person. Donald Trump is a very nice person.
You do not let us in. All of us will die.
I said temporarily. I didn't say permanently. I said temporarily.
We have no border. We have no control. People are flooding across. We need to build a wall, and it has to be built quickly.
The greatest builder is me, and I would build the greatest wall you have ever seen.
And in that wall, we're going to have a beautiful, big, fat door where people can come into the country, but they have to come in legally.
I don't think they like me very much.
This country needs somebody that's a deal maker.
I'm giving you Commander Greygard.
No deals. No deals. We don't make deals. Not with anybody. We don't make deals.
You mistake me, my lord.
That was a command.
No. Excuse me, just so you understand. We need people that know what they're doing. We don't need babies.
Are you refusing to obey my order?
Yeah. By the way, I think you could say that, yeah.
Ollie, bring me my sword.
They laugh at us. Our enemies laugh at us. But they say waterboarding, and they chop off heads. They think we are so stupid, you have no idea.
Much liked my head. I don't want to see it removed just yet.
I would bring back waterboarding, and I'd bring back a hell of a lot worse than waterboarding.
Love that parody. Love it, love it, love it. Anyone else a Game of Thrones fan? You gotta be. That show is amazing. It's gonna be sad to see that one go. I'm pretty sure it's not gonna go out like Dexter did. I used to love that show. And the way how it went out, it was horrible. Really horrible. I did not like the way how Dexter went out. But I'm pretty sure that Game of Thrones is not going to go out like that. It's gonna be epic. Of all the shows I've ever seen, which one was the best and which one was the worst? Actually, I'd like to ask you that question too. Go ahead and give a call, 323-835-1123. Or leave it on our website in the message board, politicalbombshow.cf. That's a difficult question. I've watched too many shows, too many series. It's hard to pinpoint right on the spot. If you ask me right on the spot, then I'm gonna have to go with what is the one with the meth? What is it? I can't think of the name of it right now. Oh, what is it? Anyway, that one. And you're probably saying, if you can't remember the name, but it must not have been that epic. Yeah, I know you would say something like that. I can't think of it right now. I can't remember every show in my head. I know the theme. The guy from Malcolm in the Middle. What is the name of it? Why can't I get this show in my head right now? I don't remember the name of it right now, but what is it? It's just going to bother me until I remember. Could someone please call in and tell me the name of this show? Because I can't remember right now. I can't remember. Anyway, let's get back to some little bit of news here. Alicia Milano to Trump. Leave my boobs alone. Leave my boobs alone. What are they talking about? What are you talking about, lady? It says here, actress and left-wing activist accused Trump of working to defeat women's right to breastfeed by opposing a pro-breastfeed resolution proposed at the United Nations. I'm sure there's something behind it. Let's see here. Your left wing. Let's see here. I got to read more on the story before I could disagree or agree. I don't know much on this one here. I don't know much on it. I don't care either, honestly. I hate to pretend. I can't pretend that I care about something if I don't care about it. Another woman accuses Russell Simmons of rape. Oh boy. You know what it is. Alexa Norton Jones, the granddaughter of a book, W.W. Norton, is the latest woman to accuse music mogul Russell Simmons of sexual assault, claiming that he raped her in New York back in November 1990. According to Jones, Simmons took her on a date before inviting her to his apartment in downtown Manhattan, where he allegedly pinned her against a wall and raped her without using a condom. Within a few minutes, he got what he thought was amoras? What was shocking to me was that it wasn't. It was one of these things where he had so many hands on me, but he only had two hands. It began with us kissing. There was something about kissing him. His heart racing, it seemed out of pace, like it wasn't relaxed. My mind went to, okay, blah, blah, blah. How could I be such an idiot? Here I am, I'm trusting him. I had been a survivor of sexual abuse as a young teenager. I didn't want to go further. It was such a fast attack. It was literally an attack because he was overweight. I remember thinking, I remember being pushed up against a wall. He pulled my dress up. I must have said no 7 to 10 times. And then it was very fast. I would say it happened in less than 10 minutes. When I saw him out after that, I wouldn't even look at him in the eyes. I thought he was garbage, but he still had the compunction to call me. I became very depressed. It eroded my self-esteem. This is the worst message that it sends, that somebody could... Okay. What is he saying about this? Is he denying it or? I don't see anything with him denying it or anything like that. What is this? Hollywood carpetbagging. Ted Cruz challenges Beto O'Rourke heads to LA to raise campaign cash. Challenge him to what? What is this? What are you challenging him to? I don't know what this is. I just don't care. I can't pretend to care. Politics just drains me many times. The Trump effect, NATO ally hungry to increase defense spending to 2%. See, that's what I'm talking about. The Trump effect, that's right. Let's do it. I'm doing it well. She was something down and broken. I don't remember the song. I'll be right back.
G morning, sunshine. Wakey, wakey. Text me back. Hey, did you tell your parents about us? Let's skip first period together. Did you get all my texts? Is practice over yet? Where are you at?
Are you with your friends? That's LAAAAMMEEE.
Capital X, lowercase o, capital X, lowercase o.
I love you. JK, I hate you. JK.
Are you ignoring me?
We're in a huge fight right now.
Is this something I did?
I can see your lights on. I'm coming
this
over.
This isn't a
What'd
joke.
You dream about?
Did me?
I'm lonely.
Holla back.
Holla back.
Let's try something new. Nude pics. Send me some. Text me.
Fed's closing on my house tonight. Not an email to be seen. A kingdom of corruption, and it looks like I'm the queen. The lies keep building from this dishonesty inside. Couldn't keep it in. The media is paid to lie. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the devil you always have to be. Conceal and steal, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't blame Russia anymore. Let it go, let it go. Gonna make World War IV. I don't care what the facts may say. Yes, I've had people killed. Prison never bothered me anyway. Pay-to-play donations makes everyone my pawn. Constitutional laws and control me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do. I'll be like Hitler and show you. No right, no wrong, no rules for me. I'm free, yeah. Let it burn, let it burn. I'll start the fire and then go hide. Let it burn, let it burn. You can't imagine how much I've lied. So here I stand, and here I'll stay. Let the Donald rage on. We just like a Sunday.
I love that parody. She really should be locked up, you know, it's just ridiculous. But that's enough news for now. Let's get to what I really wanted to talk about here today, and that is some people were born to lead while others were born to follow. And I started off by telling you that I feel that I was have all the qualities to be a leader. And so let me just try to run through some of these. And from ever since I was a child, basically, I've never felt comfortable trying to follow any other person. I was like, no, I'm not going to follow you. I should be leading because I feel like I know what was better. And I've always had that mentality. I never knew what it was. And I've always... some leaders lead by fear. And leaders like that eventually can be overthrown. So I've never had the qualities of leading by fear. I've always had the qualities of leading by respect. You know, I was always respected even by my enemies. So my enemies and friends always had a respect for me, and this is why I was able to lead so comfortably and so good, because they respected me even if they did not like me, and they still respected me. And that's how a good leader should be. A good leader should be respected and not run by fear. Now, yes, it's good to be respected, and when you need to turn the heat up, be feared as well. But I'm talking about a leader, like, for instance, like a communist type leader, where you just you lead by fear. Not that kind, that's not good. Eventually, people will try to overthrow you. That's just the way it is. So I've always had that ability to lead because people had a respect for me and they would listen to my advice. And that's another thing. A good leader should be able to be persuasive. I've always been persuasive. I remember I used to have a friend, Travis. Travis didn't, he would always get upset at me because he would say to me, "Why do you have to make everyone be on your side, huh?" Well, it's not that I was making anyone to be on my side. My argument was very persuasive, more so than your argument, and you never liked that. So it's not my fault. I was very persuasive. I was respected, and my opinion counted. And so you didn't like that, and you decided to punch my windshield and open my door while we're driving on the highway. I should have let you jump out sooner. No, I'm just kidding. I shouldn't have done. I didn't. I'm just kidding. But, so, a leader should have strong inner strength, which I have really strong inner strength within me. And that's very, very important to have inner strength. The strength not to be moved about things that you're very strong about. That's like, for instance, I feel really strongly about the transgender issue, and there's nothing that's going to move me on that. Even if there's thousands of people picketing in front of my home, I'm not going to buckle or change my views on that. You're not going to make me say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that you're an abomination, when I really do think that you're an abomination. I'm really sorry, I didn't mean that you're man-made. Well, I do mean that you're man-made, so I'm not going to do that. Well, I didn't mean that you're not a real sex. Well, I did mean that you're not a real sex. I mean, you're man-made and you're an abomination, and it seems really satanic. And I'm not going to waver and buckle on that. It's just not going to happen. So you can make a big thing, a big stink, a big fuss, thinking, oh, well, you got you. Now you got to come out and apologize. No, no, no. This leader do not apologize for something that he actually means. Whether it's offensive to you or not, I mean it, and I will not buckle or waver, even if it means that I lose tons of money, which I have lost tons of money by coming out with my political views, and my album sales went way down. So apparently most of my albums were being bought by people on the other side of the spectrum. But did that stop me? No. As they say, like Trump, he doubled down and tripled down. I quadrupled down, I don't be messing with it. You're not going to get me to change my mind on what I feel. You just can't do it. It's not going to happen today, tomorrow, next week, next month, or next year. No, no, no. Ain't going to happen, baby. No, no, no. Ain't going to happen. No, sir. I feel the way I do now and forever. And that's just the way it is. And that's just the way it is. So I feel that I have really strong qualifications to lead and lead well. And I'm definitely not going to go backwards and to change my mind. Like how they say people, what do you call it? When you say something and you try to retract it, what do you call it? There's a word that they call it. Not backpedaling. Backpedaling, I don't know. Backpedaling, for a lack of a better word. I can't think of it right now. But you're not going to get me to backpedal. Nope. If anything, I'll pedal much faster forward. So you're not going to get me to say, oh, you're softening on what you said. And I'm not going to soften on it. And if anything, I'll harden on it. So that's just the way I feel. My qualifications of being a leader. Another thing, I would spend countless of hours, not that I'm complaining, I would spend countless of hours listening to troubled ones, mainly from my fan base, kids they would call, and all they really wanted was someone to listen to their problems. That's all they wanted. I wouldn't say two words. All I would do is listen. Listen. I used to have this one guy. He used to call and he would talk, and I would be so tired. He talked for hours until like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just listening. I mean, I hope it was therapeutic for him. I mean, it's very difficult, and I could easily not even do that, but I feel that I helped him in some way or helped them in some way. So you gotta be like that as a leader. You gotta know when to listen and know when to talk and so on. So I don't really know what else I can say here other than being a strong leader too. You gotta be somewhat of a loner. It's very, very, very easy to be a strong leader as a loner. Some people think that you have to be a family man to be a strong leader, but I don't think so. I mean, I guess in most cases, I would say yes, but in other cases, you can be a strong leader. You was just born with the qualities. You know, you're just born with it. So that's just the way how I feel on this. And I thank you for listening. And I think I'm going to call it a day. And that would be it for today. Looking forward to TGIF.
This is a shout out to
guacamole! Mole, 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 mole!
Are you sick of Facebook blocking your content because you're conservative? Sign up for the new social network that will never stop the flow of free speech. What are you waiting for? Another data breach? Go to rehdoggentertainment.org, it's free. What are you waiting for? Zuckerberg's permission. Go now. rehdoggentertainment.org.
Political Bombshell.
Honey?
Yes, dear?
Have you heard about this new podcast?
Yes, dear.
Okay, first off, it's all about Lost Soul. I do not know that maybe you know about Lost Soul or not, but I'm a pretty good expert at Lost Souls.
Well, I think that you should advertise your business on there.
Honey, I'm already there. I'm at advertisecast.com/3318. advertisecast.com/3318.
Grow your business today. Advertise on America's exciting radio podcast. advertisecast.com/3318. That's advertisecast.com/3318.
Cleaning your prison cell. $1.30 a day. Cooking dinner for 1,000 inmates. $3.20 a day. Mopping the prison floor. $1.40 a day. Your freedom? Priceless. Some things money can't buy. Be smart. Choose freedom.
Thank you for listening today. We will see you back here on Friday.
Political corruption.
Political bombs, so come on people, let's go.